With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, there's Charles Petrescu here, and this is my brother, Daniel.
Hello everyone. Nice to be part of this podcast.
We just wanted to say that Brian is on holiday, and so wasn't available to record the introduction to this podcast.
No, unfortunately not.
He's gone to Crete. Anyway, just to let you know that the Hong Show is back at the Moth Club in Hackney on October the 17th.
I like the Hong Show. You really must go.
It's a new act night which Brian emcees.
That's it. Yes. It's a new act night.
And it's an absolute roller coaster.
Oh, you're telling me. A real white knuckle affair.
Come, watch the stars of the future and the flops of the present. To buy tickets, go to the Noctubag website. It's incredibly straightforward.
Piss easy.
Also, if you want extra bits of this podcast, then sign up for David Earl's Patreon. It's a wonderful community over there. Right, I must go. Tennis lessons this afternoon. Wish me and Daniel luck. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Brian Gittins and Friends podcast. I don't know where we are when it comes to episodes, David. Do you?
Well, we've definitely crossed the half century.
Yeah, that's in the distance now, or well behind us. I can't hear you either, David.
One, two. Oh,
was
it this one?
One, two. I've got the wrong microphone.
Okay, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's fine.
So the number is, we're in the...
Tell the audience what happened there. I think they'll want to know exactly what happened.
I was talking into the wrong microphone,
that'll do. And now, how are you, David?
Feeling great. We've got a great guest. I'm looking at him right now.
Yeah, and you're all right health-wise?
Health-wise, mental, physically.
Health-wise?
Spiritually, mentally, physically, all doing well.
Yeah? Genuinely, yes. You're...
It's not 10 out of 10. I get the odd, you know, moments.
Low moment.
Yeah, so about 7 or 8 out of 10.
So how often do you get a low moment?
I probably get about 3 or 4 a day. Just a dip. And okay. I can always gain momentum.
One, have you had one since you've been doing this? Genuinely?
Have I had one? Today, doing this?
Yeah.
No, because I'm occupied. I'm
okay.
stimulated
so it's
by
when
people.
You're on your own, you have
on the
quite
train,
a lot of
I was looking
moments.
Around at people sniffing, coughing, and I wasn't happy then.
Okay. So Charles the Robot is here. Charlie P. Charles the Robot. Hello, Charles. How are you?
Damn good, thanks.
He's damn
lovely
good.
To see you.
Oh, it's absolutely lovely to see you, Charles. Absolutely lovely to see you. And well, let's introduce our guest for this episode, David. Over to you.
We are joined today with Sean McLaughlin.
Whoa!
Thank you.
There we go. Everyone. That's a name I haven't forgotten.
Don't stop shouting. You're really shouting. Sorry. So just
keep
stop
it low.
Shout. How are you, Sean?
I'm really good, thank you. Pleasure to be here, both of you.
Do you mean that when you say that?
What? It's a pleasure to be here?
Yeah.
Of course. Big fan of you, Brian.
Wow.
Big
there
fan.
There we go.
And thank me
you.
And David go way back, actually.
We certainly do. We went on
what?
A road trip once.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Where? Where to?
It was.
Hang on a minute. Can we have some music, James, the editor? This is lovely. So you know each other already.
Yeah, we certainly do. We were at a Welsh...
You've come alive, David.
Oh, it's great memories.
Because you've been quite dark today.
Have I?
Yeah, but right now you've come alive.
Well, Sean very much kind of just rekindles.
Can you sing a quick happy song like a woman?
Like a woman?
Yeah,
type of thing.
With a woman's voice.
I'm looking around, I'm skipping around. I'm happy, apostrophe mark, I'm happy.
Oh, what?
Apostrophe? At the end?
At the end of happy. Sorry.
Exclamation.
Exclamation, I meant. Okay. Apologies. Okay. Exclamation.
So you, you know David well, sure.
Well, I wouldn't say I know him well, but we...
I think we
stop
do.
Stop fucking shouting.
David Edward shouting, overload.
Sorry.
Okay.
You gave me a lift back once from a Welsh festival.
And that was hours together.
Well, it was meant to be 4 hours.
Wow.
I think 4 or 5. And it was 12 hours it took, wasn't it?
I kept falling asleep.
Yeah, fall asleep at the wheel. Did you fall
asleep at the wheel?
Yeah, and I had to keep stopping off and having coffee. And I'd never driven that far before.
How many coffees have you had today?
I've only had teas.
How many teas?
Four.
Four teas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I remember correctly from that drive, you at one point you got shouted at by a police officer in Hereford because you were smoking in a petrol station.
Yes.
I don't like that you smoke, David.
Well, I don't. And then that was just a...
But you still smoke, don't you?
No, not at all.
Yes, you do.
I might... the only time I'll smoke is if it's social and I have a cup of Baileys in my hand, something like that.
But you've smoked in my company when we're walking down the street. I don't like it, David.
I don't blame you. It is a nasty habit. But if you check me now all over, there's no cigarettes on me now whatsoever.
Sean. So Sean's now checking David, yep. Patting his legs.
Wherever you want, like you're a policeman, we're
okay,
in customs.
Lift your hands up.
Just lift up your arms,
yep,
please.
There we go.
Yep. All right, I want to get right up there.
Okay,
yep.
What have you found in that pocket, Sean? So Sean's got his hand in the pocket. What's he found?
I mean, there's a lot of chewing gum here.
There's loads of chewing gum. Do you have lots of chewing gum, David?
I do. I like the new Opal fruit chewing gum they've recently released.
Now I'm putting my hand in your other pocket. And, sorry about that.
That's all right. It's not a problem. We're all men.
I've found a snooker chalk.
I do regularly play pool in a snooker hall in Chichester.
Okay.
And you bring your own chalk?
Well, you can. It's a very specific one that I like
now
to always use.
Now I've got my
use.
Hand in your bottom pocket.
Right. There's not. I don't think there's anything in there. Might be a few receipts.
No, there's nothing in there, David. No.
I think you've
checked
now.
What's in there?
Absolutely nothing. Okay, thank you, David. So, Sean, I get criticised for not asking the guests any questions. What are you doing at the moment?
I'm appearing on a podcast.
Appearing on a podcast. And life's swell, is it?
Life is swell. Thank you for asking.
No, not at all.
I can see why this would improve the show, actually.
Yeah, well, it's more welcoming, isn't it? It's less distancing. Yeah.
Life is swell. Thank you for asking.
you've got to be grateful.
Did that
for
feel
life.
Natural? That conversation we had.
I think it felt pretty natural.
Yeah, very organic.
Yeah. Okay, so let me set the scene. We're window cleaning.
Oh, lovely! Earning some money.
Yeah, and we're in my van. So,
okay.
So it's a Ford Transit. It's about 17 years old. It cost me £700.
Not cheap.
Not expensive either.
But it's lasted. So
it's lasted.
That's the main thing.
It's slightly rusting, but you know it's absolutely fine. Are you happy to join me window cleaning, Sean?
I'd love to. I'd love to.
So I'm starting the engine, and we're off to our first job.
Oh right.
And as we make our way down the road, I've got the first question of the podcast, David, and that question is, have you ever cut any cut ties with any friends, and if so, why? Don't try and be funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. I've had someone who cut ties with me, and that was a bit and I think I know why, because so you've got to hit the rewind button and then hit play and think, oh, I can see what I did there, which was that he wanted to send me a Christmas card. We're going separate ways at university. And he wanted to send me a Christmas card. Mm. And he went out of his way to get a pen and paper and write down my address and all my personal information. And I didn't realise at the time, but he was doing this, as in, like, about to pass me the pad. But I thought he was just gescalating, whatever the word is.
So sorry.
Gescalating, was it when you're...
Gesturing,
something like that. Basically, long story short, it was then my turn to ask him for any of his personal information, address to keep in contact. I didn't ask at all. And so it's like, yeah, by all means, send me a birthday card, Christmas card, keep in contact with posts. But in no way did I reciprocate that by saying, can I have your information?
Are you self-obsessed?
I wouldn't say I'm obsessed, but I'm self-interested.
Yeah.
I've got an interest in the Dave Edwards show type of thing.
Yeah.
And I think most people do. Not my show, but their own show.
Yeah. You more so than most?
Slightly.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah.
And now looking back on it, looking at his face, he wasn't impressed when I left.
Yeah.
And I wasn't going to have... Because I don't know where he lives after university.
Yeah.
And he's gone on to be very successful.
Oh, is that the film producer?
It is, yes, well remembered.
And what films has he produced?
I don't know, he's produced shorts. He's produced... Who's the woman who was in Quiet Place? Emily... Oh, she's Mary Poppins.
Emily Blunt, is it?
Yeah, he produced a short film of her.
So that's so you were good friends with him?
Oh, famous friends.
Why are you shouting so much?
Anxiety.
Are you jealous that he's gone on to...
Deeply.
Are you seriously?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's shots of him talking in a walkie-talkie. Next to him is Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
So he's got a massive walkie-talkie. They've obviously given him that responsibility. And an A-list Hollywood star on the other side of him.
Have you tried reaching out to him since maybe the advent of Facebook or Friends Reunited? Tried...
Regularly send a message. Well, stop now, because, I mean, after a while, it's cyber-stalking, isn't it? You don't want that on your record.
I'm going to move on to that in a sec, but carry on.
Oh, okay. And he always says at the bottom, seen. Mm. So he's seen it. He's read the words.
So he's got a problem with you.
Yeah, it seems that way. Doesn't seem to be impressed.
Wow.
And a lot of the time, they're just congratulations, slap on the back. I saw your...
What's your ulterior motive there?
Did he send you a Christmas card?
Oh, card. You sound very emotional, Charles. Did he send you a Christmas card?
He did, and that was it. I've never got one since.
So what's your motive when you're saying congratulations? Because you're obviously jealous. So you don't actually care that he's doing well.
No, I thought we got on well.
Do you want him to get you in the industry? Is that why you're doing it?
I wouldn't mind a set visit and maybe, you know, the odd selfie with Matt Damon or whatever. That would be fun.
And that's the reason you'll contact him?
Not at all. I think it would be great to hang out at the catering truck. I've heard they exist on film sets, and all the food's free, apparently. You can have whatever you want, so that'd be a perk. And, you know, I'd chat
to him. Do you
think
he can see through your messages?
No, because I think they're quite specific. You know, your move, punk, I'd start off with that, as in a Clint Eastwood reference. So quite humorous.
What?
Your move, punk, I think he says that in Dirty Harry,
no,
doesn't
no,
he?
Do you think your old friend sees through your messages?
No, because I think there's a mixture of humour.
Right, do you think David's being genuine there, Sean? Because I think he doesn't care how his friend's getting on. I think he wants to be part of the industry.
I think it's probably a little from column A and a little from column B.
It is a mixture of the two.
Would you say?
I'd like to sit and
you want to get your friend back, you feel bad about that.
Yeah.
But if you can get a... You know, if you can get your foot in the door of Hollywood. Yeah.
Basically, I'd like to have a chat with him. The chat would be even better if it was on a film set.
Of course.
It's just, you know, I don't mind where we go, but it'd be easy to find.
Things like that.
Because they're very large kind of projects, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You could just say to anyone when you got off the bus, can you show me where they're filming? And I'd find him. I don't know why I don't do that, actually, instead of Facebook.
Yeah. What film stars would you hope to meet?
Oh, here we go.
Do you know who?
Well, yeah. Harrison Ford.
I think most people would love to meet Harrison. I think that would be a real...
Are you gay? You've got gay bits
to you? He provokes an element of homoeroticism in me.
Yes, I know.
Particularly Raiders of the Lost Ark. He was 41. He looked perfect. You know, when he's getting that golden idol.
Was he 41 when he did that?
He was, yeah. I think he's mid...
So he's about your age?
30s. Yeah, that's depressing to think, isn't it?
Wow, that face you pulled then. That was...
Well, I mean, that's just awful, isn't it?
Why?
Well, this is my Indiana Jones.
Age. Period.
This is me, you know. Yeah. I could outrun a boulder to save my life, you know. Yeah, I've never thought of it like that, but that's a valid point, yeah.
Yeah. Sean, have you brought any questions for David?
Yeah, I've got a few questions,
have you
actually.
Got your first question for Sean?
Sure.
For David.
For David.
Sorry.
How are you, Brian?
Yeah, I'm absolutely fine. So this is Sean McLaughlin's first question for David Edwards.
David, I was just wondering, do you have a favourite US president?
Absolutely. Easy one there. The person who rolled in a good political regime with charisma, Ronald Reagan.
Okay. I wasn't expecting Ronald's name.
No, absolutely. Ronald Reagan. Sorry. Keep it
can
low.
Can you whisper? If you're going to talk about Ronald Reagan, can you whisper?
A bit of respect.
Yeah. Can you whisper?
I remember him and Nancy. They went on TVAM and they were interviewed by Ann Diamond, who was a very big presenter in the 80s. And there was a real electricity between the married couple, the First Lady and the President of America. And I think that immediately shows he's a likable man. You know, he doesn't just make friends in the White House. When he goes home, he can bond with the wife. Mm. And he just was, as well as making some valid political comments, he was making some great jokes.
Yeah.
And I remember the actual people sat around him on the morning couch laughing, and the people around me, my family, laughing. And it just, he created a really positive vibe.
Do you remember any of the jokes?
One was about John Wayne.
Can we hear it?
I can't remember the actual gag.
Can you just give us a kind of ballpark joke?
In the area?
Can you give us a ballpark Ronald Reagan, John Wayne joke?
A John Wayne joke. A ballpark. Well, he was talking about alcoholics a lot.
Okay.
And the homeless.
Just give us a
ballpark comedy.
What's that ballpark comedy? This is called. This is a ballpark comedy.
So don't expect to laugh. I'm just in the ballpark.
It's in the ballpark.
Yeah, I'm in the ballpark, so I could be on the periphery.
This is a ballpark Ronald Reagan, John Wayne joke. What's your setup? Then do it as John Ronald Reagan.
Just because I'm not going to give you... I'm trying to think. Just because I'm not giving you money for alcohol doesn't mean you can get yourself a job and stop living on the streets.
Okay, yes.
So it's
exactly.
In ballpark.
Exactly.
It's not an actual gag.
Sounds pretty heavy for TVAM, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yes.
Ballpark comedy.
It's ballpark comedy. I'm in the ballpark. He made some amusing comments about people who are homeless or alcoholics because he was trying to be light.
Okay.
After, this is my view. I don't think it's funny being homeless. It'd be a blooming nightmare.
Okay, okay. Could you
I don't find that funny.
Okay, we're going to gonna stay in the ballpark comedy section.
Okay, yeah.
Could you do a ballpark... ballpark Jamie Oliver joke about the French?
Absolutely.
As Jamie Oliver.
So it'd be like a Cockney kind of figure like that. The reason why the French are so stuck up is because they've all got baguettes hanging out of their arse.
Welcome to the new ballpark comedy section.
It's not the centre, it's on the sides.
I like it.
Have you got one for David, last one, ballpark comedy?
What, an example for him?
It's like a famous person and the...
And a subject.
And a subject.
Have you got a... should we say... have you got a Tony Robinson...
Tony Robinson, so Baldrick.
Is it the motivation
Baldrick guy?
Baldrick.
Telling a joke about Spider-Man.
Has he got a specific voice, Tony Robbins?
Robinson. Well, let's see.
I'm trying to see him in my head doing a link.
We haven't got the time. Just do the joke.
Okay. I don't know why they call Spider-Man Spider-Man. Anyone could leap off a building. He's more like Spider-Woman. That's too much. That doesn't work.
Okay.
This was back in the 90s.
What was?
When he would make a joke like that. Now, okay. I just swap the bloody channel type of thing.
Okay.
Because it's a sexist joke. And, you know, I'm not the sexist. He is.
Warning. David Edwards PC fail alert. Warning. David Edwards PC fail alert.
Ballpark sexist comedy.
Yeah,
thank you,
absolutely.
David. Thank you so much, David.
Sorry about that, listeners. You've really got to watch yourself these days. I mean, there's a lot of PC eggs about. You don't want to snap one.
Okay. So here's the first question from... this is a good question from Patreon, from Simon Foster.
Oh, yes.
He asks, when did you realise adults have pubic hair?
During sex education.
Hmm?
Simple as that. I'm trying to think. It was either sex education or seeing my dad naked in a changing room. One or the other. So it was either a video that was shown to me. Close up would have been my father when getting into a group shower with other men. And then after that, I imagine I'd have seen a whole array of, pubic assemblages kind of... hovering above me sort of thing.
Above you?
Well, I was quite young at that point.
Why above you?
Well, because they've been taller than
me. Okay, so you're about up to their groin.
Yeah, probably, yes, around that kind of size, yeah.
And how close did you get to...
I remember being quite... So I didn't want to get near it. It wasn't something I wanted to interact with.
But when you were sort of that height, you were kind of your face.
I was definitely gazing. Well, it's like a car crash. You slow down and watch, don't you? And it was more car crash fascination when I saw my first kind of flocks of pubic hair type of thing. It's just like, it was just a reality pill. It was just like, oh, God, you know.
What?
I'm going to be having to look after one of those at some point.
Okay. Have you got another question for... actually, do you know what? We're going to stop off for that. We got to our first house. Everybody.
Oh, yes, window cleaning.
Could you get the ladder off the top of the roof?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Just this one?
Yeah, just one. Okay. David, could you go up and just wash those top windows for us?
Yep, absolutely. Have you got a ladder?
Yeah. Sean's just
here
laid.
We go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Just to let you know, the girl who lives there, she suffers from a condition where she struggles being in the daylight. So she's always in bed in the dark.
Right, okay, that's not a problem. She's got the curtains drawn, then?
Just about see-through, so when you're up there, if you could tell us what she's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Just making sure she's safe.
So
we're not
David's
stalking or watching or gazing.
So he's cleaning the window. What's she doing?
There's a woman. She's wearing a tracksuit. She's laying on a bed. The actual bed is a theme of football. So lots of football's on the actual bed duvet. And she's snoring like a 60-year-old man, like a lion.
Okay.
Like something out of a David Attenborough documentary.
Okay.
She needs her sleep.
Okay. Sean, have you got a question for David?
Yeah, I do. I was just wondering, actually, David, what is your least favourite mode of transport? Like, if you were to get from somewhere, what is the method of travel that you hate the most?
The motorbike. I went on the back of a motorbike once, and it was absolutely horrific. Having to turn corners, I didn't realise you had to lean, and I was holding onto the chap around his waist just for, you know, absolute dear life type of thing. And I just thought any second we're going to come off this.
Yeah.
It was like Alton Towers times 10.
Yeah,
it was I found it absolutely petrifying. And so you've got that element and horrific saddle sore at the same time.
Who's riding the motorbike?
It was a friend called Mike, and we worked at the cinema together. And I don't know if he was purposely acting like Street Hawk, you know, sort of taking the corners very quickly and things in that vein. But it was like something out of a Judge Dredd film. It was just a complete...
Can we go back in time, James, please? David's on the back of a motorbike with Mike. And can we hear what that sounds like? Here we go.
Whoa, Mike. Don't show off. Come on, cut. Whoa. Mike, come on. Let's just go in a straight corner. I don't want to do any more corners. I don't care where we get to. I can only do straight lines on a bike.
Now get really frightened.
Whoa. No, pull over. Just let me off the bike now.
More.
Right, you've basically kidnapped me now, Mike, because I've asked to get off the vehicle and you're taking me to somewhere I don't even know.
Be serious.
Whoa.
Don't distort the voice.
Sorry, stop.
Be
please.
Serious and do it properly.
Michael, stop the bike. I want to get off. I've got money. I can get public transport. Just stop it.
More.
Just stop the bike now. Park it over there. I don't feel safe.
More, you keep saying stop the bike.
Stop the bike.
More, keep saying stop the bike.
Stop
More
the bike.
Beast
stop.
Man.
Sorry, John?
Keep saying what? Stop the bike.
Stop the bike.
Okay, we're back in the present day.
Wow.
It's fine.
I wouldn't have asked the question if I knew their emotions would be so raw. I'm so sorry.
Trapped in a loop.
You do not like motorbikes, do you?
Well, I just thought I was going to fall off it.
Yeah.
I mean, what happens when you fall off a motorbike?
Okay, can we do another quick one? Can you go on a bus and do the same thing? Ready, go.
Excuse me, bus driver. I don't like your style of driving. It's too reckless.
Stop the bus.
Can you just stop the... I'm not waiting for the next bus stop, friend. Just stop the bus now.
Quick.
Open the double doors.
Stop the bus.
There's no conversation here. Stop the bus. Does anyone want me to stop the bus? Stop the bus.
Now get really frightened. Keep saying stop the bus.
Stop the bus. Please, just stop the bus. Please, just stop it. Stop the bus. before the brake so you can stop the bus. Just stop the bus.
Okay, thank you.
More frightened, please.
Okay, well, he did his, not a bad job there. Have you got a vehicle, Sean? Just do one more for David to say.
Oh, what, for you to do it?
Yeah.
How about horseback?
Okay, stop the horse. Right.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, Am I with a person?
No,
a
horse? Okay, yeah, you're
maybe you're in a carriage and someone else is driving. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a cracking
idea. So I put my head through the curtain and I'd say, sorry, I'm a horse riding virgin. I've never done this before. It's not agreeing with my digestive system. I'm trying to eat some...
Be serious.
I'm going to be completely serious. I'm supposed to be sat here relaxing.
Stop the bus. Stop the horse.
Yeah, I'm having some pasta. It's spilling everywhere. Yeah. So stop the horse. If you can stop the horse and I'll walk the rest of the way because this isn't working. There's a reason why you don't see horses on the dual carriageway.
Keep saying stop the horse.
Stop the horse. All right? Just stop the horse. Stop the horse.
Now get really frightened and say,
are you going to stop the horse? Are you going to stop the horse doing what it's doing, galloping? You're not stopping the horse. I want you to stop the horse.
No, one big stop the horse.
Right. Stop the horse.
Okay.
Wow.
There we go then. So, you enjoying the podcast?
I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'm getting to know you a bit better, and we're cleaning some windows.
Yeah, absolutely. Killing two birds with one stone.
Making a bit of money and making some friends.
Yeah, it's lovely.
What more do you want?
We have a section of the podcast called the Golden Question section where David gets to ask the guest a question.
Oh.
And it's really taken off, hasn't it, David?
It's become a popular one.
Yeah, so have you got a question for Sean?
I certainly have. Mm-hmm. During your entire period in the university system, mm-hmm. so all the way from primary school to university,
mm-hmm.
okay, what was your most favourite period? So it was like kindergarten, secondary.
What's the question? Really concise question.
Favourite period patch, worst period patch, and why?
Of what?
Oh, the education system.
Boring.
No. Oh, sorry.
Yes, it's boring. Another question.
But it's all the way from prime...
Don't care.
No, that's fair enough.
Another question for Sean.
Do you believe in telepathy?
Okay. In terms of like reading each other's minds?
Yes.
Not in like a mystical fantasy sense. I don't think anyone can do that. But you can probably... I think there's probably people who... If you train yourself up in terms of reading body language and facial movements and lip reading and stuff, you can probably learn enough, you know?
Like the KGB did, sort of thing.
Yeah, that is where
they
I go first.
They
but
could
yeah,
sniff
yeah.
out a non-communist, couldn't they?
Well, they definitely could. Do you believe?
Well, I should have worded this question a lot better, Brian.
You're really shouting in this episode.
David Edward, shouting overload.
That's absolutely fine.
No, you're quite right.
Stop saying no.
No. Yes. So let me have a think. Yeah, apparently we only use like, is it 80 or 75% of our brain?
Boring fact.
Well, if we were given access to 75% of that brain,
yeah.
I think to myself, surely we'll be telepathic or being able to move things.
That's not a bad idea. Certainly telepathic, moving things maybe is different. But
yeah,
like,
it's going over the top, isn't it?
Well, not necessarily.
Well, should we have a go at a bit of telepathy?
Yeah, why not?
Okay,
yes.
Can we have a telepathy bed, please, James? That's nice. Nice little bed. Sean, could you think of like a vegetable? Okay,
yep, got one.
So Sean's thinking of a vegetable. Really try, David. And you've got to think, you've got to work out which vegetable Sean's thinking of. So David's currently...
Sprouts.
Sorry, it's not.
Are you going to have a go, Brian?
No. Really try, because I...
For some reason, rhubarb keeps coming into my head. Is that a vegetable?
It's not what I'm thinking of.
Right. A giant potato you can bake.
Take your time, please.
No, that's not the answer.
I guess sprouts as well.
What's that, Charles?
I guess sprouts as well.
You guess sprouts as well.
Are you sure it's not sprouts?
I'm pretty sure it isn't, but
right.
I mean...
Okay.
Other vegetables. I'm running out of vegetables. I'm trying to think if I was in Tesco's. So
I don't think you're really, really trying to.
Oh, the rhubarb and the sprouts. I was really trying to link
right.
in. We'll now one... I'm thinking okay. it's just empty.
Right, we'll have one more go. Really yeah. try and burrow inside.
Right, here we go.
Right, no, take this seriously. Really try and burrow inside Sean's. Is Sean sick of the vegetable? Really go for it.
Right, on its own, a single carrot.
I'm so sorry, David. If you had the rest of your mind, I think you would have got there, but it's just... I was thinking of a courgette.
Oh, there's no way. I don't even know what a courgette looks like.
Do you...
No, I'm not being critical towards your...
No,
you know,
it's fair
enough.
Fine. You don't know what a courgette looks like.
I must do, mustn't I? I mean...
Have a guess. Well, let's try it now.
Okay, I'm thinking of a courgette. What does it look
what does
like?
It look like?
Okay, so it's kind of like... oblong round.
Pardon? One or the other? You're not... I think you're in the right ballpark, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more like an oblong kind of... Is it a circle? I can't remember.
Well, it's not... It's long.
Yeah, it's long.
It's not an oblong. It's not got...
Yeah.
It's got sharp edges.
You cut it up and you put it in some stew.
Yeah, you can do.
There you
what
go.
What colour is it?
It's a kind of a pale green.
Okay. So...
Relief. I do know what it is.
So did you enjoy that telepathy section?
Absolutely, and it shows this potential for human development there.
Does it?
We can start talking... But, I mean, if we did become telepathic, I mean, it'd be horror because people would be able to read your thoughts.
Okay, so it's lunchtime. We've just parked the van up. Now, Sean, you like to have a little nap, don't you?
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. Do you mind just sitting here while Sean has a lunchtime nap?
Absolutely, that's what friends and work colleagues
Thank
are about.
Thank you so much.
Close your eyes, have a power nap.
Okay, so Sean's just resting his head on the window. And, well, we'd best not say anything.
He's having a sleep.
Don't say anything, just
sorry,
wake him
sorry.
Up.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All I can do is offer.
Don't shout.
I might have my...
Don't shout.
Sorry. I might have my first baguette now. I don't think that would wake him up, would it?
No, I don't think
so. I'm going to open my lunchbox and place it in my mouth and chew.
Sean?
What?
Have you got another question for Dave? Did you have a nice nap there, Sean?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, that was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, really? Well, you look very peaceful.
Thank you, yeah.
Have you got another question for David, Sean?
Yeah, I feel rejuvenated, yeah, actually.
It's amazing what a nap
you
can do for
you. Really look great.
Many presidents have power naps in the White House in the middle of the day, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can see why. Does the trick.
Is this your second or third question, Sean?
It's my third.
It's your third, yeah.
I was just wondering, do you have an earliest memory?
Don't think about it too much.
In your life.
Yes, it was basically my mum taking me to primary school and just leaving me there and me just having a massive tantrum, crying. At one point, I blacked out. I remember coming back, forth, my mum no longer being there.
You blacked out?
Yeah, I think I cried myself many a time, not recently.
Was this your first day?
Yeah,
of
my first day. Okay. I was like, what's going on here? I thought we're off to the shops. That's our usual routine. Go to Tesco's on a Monday.
That's sad, isn't it?
It's like, what's going on? What? No, I'm not going to stay here. You know, we're going to go home and watch, you know, whatever daytime TV we enjoyed during that kind of period.
Probably wasn't any.
Nope, probably wasn't. It was probably just that woman with the puppet with the different colours in the background, the test cards.
Whatever.
And it, you know, it was like, what's happening here? And she's just like, no, you're going to be here now during the week. You're here with these other people. And I was just like, just completely disorientated.
Really?
I had a massive tantrum.
And what did the tantrum look like?
I remember there was a big mat which had roads on it, so you could play cards on it. And I remember just...
Cards.
No.
And I remember just kneeling on the floor and slapping the floor. A bit like, I don't know, Jesus.
Do you remember all this, do you?
Yes, I do, definitely. And just the intense rage and crying. And then waking up and seeing the teacher over me.
So you actually blacked out.
Yeah, I blacked out a lot in tears.
Did you really?
Yeah, I got so emotional, I just black out, and then suddenly I'm in a buggy being pushed around Tesco.
That must have been horrible for your parents.
Yeah, I can imagine it was pretty horrific. I think they were quite glad when I sort of lost consciousness.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, as long as I woke up again, hopefully. But I'd always find myself in a new location.
I don't think they were glad that you lost consciousness, David.
Well, not lose consciousness, because that might mean death. But I'd gone into like a slumber.
Mind if we go back in time?
Oh, by all means, let's hit the rewind button.
Okay, so we're going back in time. David's being pushed around in a pram. Can we see what the tantrum looked like?
What, me actually? It'd just be like sort of...
Well, no, don't tell us what it's like. I just want to see it and hear it.
No. No. No.
Keep going. Come on.
No.
Really try and go back to that time.
No. Don't want. No. Don't want that. No. Don't want that. That's not what usually happens. No.
You wouldn't have said that.
No, that's got going through my head, perhaps.
Okay.
No. Don't want that. Don't.
Now build up to the blackout.
No.
And he's gone.
Out for the count.
And his mother looks relieved.
Which I can understand now why.
Yeah.
It'd be a real handful.
Absolutely can.
Sorry about that, Sean.
No, don't worry about it. I feel like I'm really bringing out something in you today. I'm very sorry.
Yeah. I don't know.
I hope it's because you're comfortable enough.
Are you learning anything I don't want? Oh, I'm very comfortable in your presence. Yeah. Very comfortable. Very, very. I'm just suddenly seeing things from your perspective, and it might be, you know.
No, hey, I'm just having a nice day. It doesn't matter.
Sean's absolutely fine with it.
Mm. Well, I hope so.
Okay. So we're just cleaning the windows of a bungalow. And what can you see through that window? Sean, what can you see through the window you're cleaning?
Ooh. Well, it's empty.
Yeah.
It's a living room.
Yeah.
Very sort of old-fashioned style.
Yes.
Very old-fashioned style.
Exactly. So it's owned by an elderly couple. Well, you're cleaning the bedroom window, David. What do you see?
I see both OAPs laying on top of the duvet on their bed, holding hands, listening to Radio 2.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Enjoying
should we just listen to that and watch it and listen to it?
Yeah.
That's lovely that they're holding hands.
Very peaceful.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought there'd be more Radio 4, but it's more...
Much more.
Radio 2.
Yeah. Mm. It's still into pop music, I suppose.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quite right.
Exactly.
But then again, if you're an OAP now...
Are they definitely alive?
Are they definitely alive?
Yes, because he's nodding in agreement to Zoe Ball.
Okay,
good.
Have you got any more questions? One more question,
I've got
Sean?
One more, actually.
One more.
Oh, please, okay, thank you.
Is that all right? I mean, I can ask more if you like.
No, one more will be fine. Then we've got to clean one more house, and then that'll
looking
be
forward to it.
Great. I was... I'm thinking of hosting a fancy dress party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, full-blown fancy dress party. Everyone will have a budget to dress up.
Is this in your house?
Yeah, I think of doing it just at my place.
Yeah.
Just close friends.
Yeah, and colleagues and people. Yeah, I'd love you to come.
Whoa, really?
Well, lovely.
I'm just wondering.
Lovely. That's good fun.
What is your favourite, what would be your dream fancy dress outfit? You can go as anything, money, no object.
The best fancy dress outfit, without a doubt, I got was, and I could only rent it for a period of time, it was a jumper, you couldn't quite see it, but there was tears in it, in the chest department, and then a face hugger every now and then would pop out. Do you know, from Aliens?
From Alien, yeah, yeah.
Brilliant. And it'd actually pop out and really covered good. With blood. I mean, after it took a while to have to push it back into the spring and all that, so I just had it left out in the end.
Mm.
But, so I was wandering around, put pale face, white face, bit of blood around my lips, like I just convulsed in the corner of the lounge or whatever. And I had a literal, it wasn't a face hugger. It was a baby alien coming out of my chest.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you looked amazing.
People wanted to pose for photos at the beginning of mobile phones taking pictures.
When was that?
That would have been just after university, so it would have been like 2003, 2004.
Yeah.
Glorious.
And
that sounds great.
So if Sean said no money, no object, that's the one you'd go for, whatever.
There isn't any other dream outfit you'd have. That's your one.
I think I'd have a face hugger as well. A face hugger on my face and the alien coming out of my actual chest.
Wow. What is a face hugger?
Face hugger is the thing that crawls up your body.
Oh, is that wraps
around
yes,
the head?
Yes, absolutely. Right, and lays an egg in your mouth. And then it hatches and it comes out.
That's the one you'd want.
Yes, so I'd have that and the alien coming out, so you'd see the whole cycle.
Why would you choose that one?
Because I got a great impression. It got a No, I tell you why I've ruined it for myself. Because what happened, this is why it was so popular. I wouldn't have the face hugger. Because everyone would be like, oh, have you seen Edwards? He's come as Edwards. That's not fancy dress, mate. I was like, all right, calm down.
Okay.
Who knows
well,
what's going
to
happen?
Well, we might as well go back.
Let's, and then it bursts
let's
out.
Let's go back in time. Right, so we're at the party. You're being one of the party goers, and you've walked in, and they're commenting on you. So what are they saying about you? Here we go.
God, look at it, Mr. Zero Imagination. Flipping heck. It's supposed to come as someone else, Dave, not as yourself, for God's sake. You were wearing that yesterday as well. You haven't even washed it. Absolutely ridiculous. Last time I invite you to a fancy dress party. Well, I can tell you right now, you certainly haven't won any awards. And I actually feel quite annoyed that you're actually drinking from one of my cans of Foster.
Are you wearing the face hugger thing at this?
No, I'm not. No,
they're commenting on your face hugger.
Oh, right. Yeah, sorry, okay. I apologise.
Okay, rewind.
Then I turn around to them.
Right.
Dave, we apologise. You've got a life-size face hugger on your actual face. That isn't a scarf around your neck. That is a tentacle. And it's probably very hard for you to negotiate around the room with a large squid over your actual eyes, nose, and mouth. Thank you for making the effort, and I'm going to give you back that can of Foster's.
Okay, lovely. That turned out all right.
So a happy ending
that
in
the end. That turned out right.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so we're at our final house, David. You've got the ladder again, Sean.
Yeah, sure. Here we go.
Sean's just leaning against the house.
Wonderful.
David, could you climb right up to the top? It's quite a high...
Okay,
yes. Ladder,
it's so. Quite high, isn't it? Yeah. Hold on to the bottom,
wow.
Boys.
Yeah, I'll be at the bottom. Don't worry about that.
What wonderful.
I won't let go. And you make your way up the ladder.
Absolutely.
How's it feeling?
Be careful.
I will do, Charles. I will do.
It is very high, isn't it?
It's really high.
I can still feel
high.
The wind.
Still climbing.
I can really feel the wind around me.
Mm.
There's birds flying literally, you know, not above me, but, you know, beside me.
Yeah.
This is perhaps too high.
Okay, we've still got a few more rungs to go up.
Okay, here we go. I think the trick is just don't look down. Just keep focusing
on
upwards.
It's like
Jack
and the Beanstalk.
Just like Jack and the Beanstalk.
Well, I hope there's not a giant, an angry man waiting for me to chase me around.
Okay, you've reached the top.
Wonderful stuff.
And I'm going to walk away from the ladder.
Why would you do that?
Why do you think?
Well, for health and safety reasons, there's no reason. Is there?
Pardon?
It's, well, for health and safety reasons, there would be no...
good reason for that.
Would you be interested in seeing David fall off the ladder, Sean?
That's murder in a way. It's homicide. Well, it's very high up.
I mean, I'd be curious to know how you'd handle it. Yeah. But I mean, whether you should do it or not, it's not up to me. You're the boss.
Well, it's my podcast, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've been doing this for about a year and a half.
I would say you'd be one man down when it comes to cleaning the next bungalow.
Okay,
or
I'm
house.
Walking away from the ladder.
Oh boy. Here we go.
Right,
here
I can we see go. That. Right, I'm going to hold on to a ledge or something.
Swaying pretty hard up
swaying.
There.
Oh, my God. Boy.
Let's see you act, David.
Brian, please, please, Brian, come back.
Okay,
please, come
it's
back.
Moving away from the wall, David.
I've got my fingertips on the ledge. I'm trying to keep becoming
and you're
breach.
Falling, David.
Oh, God, this is going to hurt. I'm going to be a paraplegic.
Sorry.
But that's what will be going through my head.
Yeah, quite.
If I survived it.
Okay, thanks, Sean, for coming along.
No, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Charles the Robot. Thank you, Charles.
I have had a lovely hour.
And David, it's been an absolute pleasure.
No, thank you. Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Charles.
And do you think this relationship could build between you?
What, between me and David?
Yeah.
Oh, why not? I see no reason why not.
Wonderful. That's all I need.
Yeah.
That's all I need to hear.
Just
and
need
I'll be
little crumbs,
skipping.
Don't
absolutely.
You?
And that's more than a crumb. That's like a burger wrapped in foil.
Yeah.
Which I will enjoy great. That's a feast you give me there.
Yeah.
Okay. A king indigestion.
Okay. Thank you so much, everybody. And see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
When I'm cleaning windows.
That was a Mr. Box production.